Cliff, the spoils are shared with Mulder and Tiptree. I guess when you go home, obviously having been part of Mulder and Tiptree, you might think, well, they got something out of it, but your allegiance is now Habeas Swift's, and for 37 minutes of that second half you were leading. You must be gutted to not have the 3 points in what would have been a string of 1-0 victories.
I think it's more disappointment for the boys. As soon as they came in the dressing room, they were deflated. They were really down, and you know, you couldn't have asked much more of them other than scoring a second one to put the game to bed. But they worked their socks off, done exactly what I asked, dealt with the threat that Morden carried, and played the game perfectly. And it took a really controversial decision from the ref to decide the game.
Were you surprised that Morden didn't create too many chances, and Sandbridge didn't have really too much to do? They didn't have any clear-cut chances for much of that game, and then as the second half wore on, Habeas were camped in their half, weren't they?
Weren't so much surprised. It was what we was working on in training, and the first two games they've been defensively solid, and again today would have been another solid performance. Didn't really give a lot away, and you know, that's beginning to be the theme of our team. We had Spriggs in there today that I hadn't seen play before, but he's been at training, he's done all the things I've asked of him, and I thought I'd give him a go today, and I thought he done really well. Damien had to come on quite early as well, another one that hasn't played under me, and the two of them were superb.
Was it just a case of Emmanuel Monti wasn't available?
Yeah, I sort of give the boys that live a bit further away an opportunity to stay at home with the family, because I had good enough players that could do the job today. And I thought Spriggsy was fantastic today, and has been all of the players since I've been here. You know, it's what it comes down to is that application in training to learn what you're expected to do, and to execute it on the pitch. And no matter who I've asked to go in there, they've all done the job.
Were you tempted to play Marcel from the start after his excellent performance at Thurrock, because you put him on the bench today?
Yeah, it was a tricky one, because that's what you want. You want competition for places. And just before Chrissy Bryan went away, he put in a really good shift at Chatham, and left me with a real headache up top. But now I've got really good options, and it's a case of whoever plays or performs well on the day gets to keep their shirt, and I thought he put in another good performance today.
A lot of tackles flying in, the players determined to get the ball, keep the ball, pass it around. I mean, that determination, that will be something that you want the players to take out of today, even though they haven't got the 3 points. They were playing for each other, they were moving the ball around, and they were really going for it. Okay, it was a local derby, added spice, but you'll want that application in all the games, won't you?
Yeah, I said to him the first two games are over now, and now this is the time where you sort of reinvent yourself and define your season. Are you going to be a team that's going to win one, lose one, win one, lose one, or are you going to be consistent? And today they showed that they put in the exact same application and effort and nearly got the same result. So for me, they're heading in the right direction, and with a little bit more training and getting used to me and how I want them to play, I'm hoping that, you know, we can turn this around and start moving up the table.
And when Morden got the penalty, the move needed an intervention, and that intervention was Damien Green. I think everybody round here, unless you're Morden and Tiptree, thinks that he timed that tackle perfectly. I mean, what's your view? You must be wanting to find a brick wall and just sort of headbutt it.
I mean, from the angle I was standing, which was behind the play, it looked like he got the ball. But obviously, the officials are in a better position than I was. For me, if someone goes to ground and comes away with the ball, then that indicates that they've made connection with the ball. And that's what it looked like to me. So I feel the referee's got that one wrong, but it's not going to affect the result now. It's 1-1, and that's how it stays. So all we can do is, you know, roll our sleeves up and go again for the next game, and hopefully put this decision right.
And if Damien's convinced he got the ball, and obviously he suffered the red card as well, will that affect him, or will you be able to give him your words of wisdom as to how it mustn't affect him?
Oh yeah, I mean, in the dressing room his head was down, but I didn't even need to say anything to him. All the boys just, you know, patted him on the back and said, you know, we saw it was a clean tackle. And again, it doesn't take away the fact that he's come on the field and he's put in an absolute superb performance, because the guy he was up against is arguably one of the best players in the league in Nathan Corentin. And Damien had to come on and deal with him, you know, from being cold, and he'd done a fantastic job on him. So I was really pleased with Damien, and I think the lad's got a good future here.
That's 2014 done and dusted now. How will you remember 2014 personally and football-wise, and how will you look forward into 2015 with this club now?
It's just a case of slowly but surely little steps forward and improving on the last performance, and hopefully once all those things get pieced together, then we'll have a strong team.
And looking forward to New Year's Day at Ilford's ground. It's sometimes a bit of a bumpy pitch down there, not the best in the world, but you need to hit the ground running once again 2015.
Yeah, we have to go there with the game plan and look to exploit their weaknesses and hopefully put in the same performance that we've done in the first three games and see if we can get a result.
And just finally, any players moving on? I think Lopez might be moving on.
Yeah, Daniel Lopez has moved on. Ryan Bossman and Harry Morgan's gone back to their parent clubs, and possibly new faces coming in, or some might be going out, but I'll let you know as and when. Yeah. But at the time,
and will the loan spell with Chris Bryan be up soon? Is he somebody that?
No, he's someone that's committed. He wants to be here till the end of the season. It was just a case of the young players that we took on loan. I didn't feel that we needed them at the time. As you could see, we had players like Spriggsy who. Very capable of playing at this level, and he's gone and shown that today. So it was a case of bringing through Heybridge's own as and when I can, and letting them gain that vital experience that you need to progress in your career.
And obviously your match ban now is up, so you'll be considered.
One more.
You've got one more.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was the three. So 2015, it's a case of after one more suspension, you start to look at whether you're going to put yourself in that team and up front and get some goals.
Yeah, you know, at the moment, the strikers are doing the job that I want them to do, so I'm in no rush. It's more of a case of stabilising the team because of where we've been in the past, the run they had previous to me coming here. You know, it's not over, so I'm not going to get carried away and think, oh, just by me going on the field is going to make a big difference. It's more of a case of everyone else doing their jobs, and hopefully I'm not needed on the field and only as cover to the players that are there at the moment.
Your toes are not getting excited in your boots and starting to move about going, get me out there. Yeah.
Well, they always like that, but you know, you've got to be realistic and ask yourself, you know, how long can you keep doing it? But you know, I look after myself, keep myself fit, myself and Omar. But what we want mainly is for these players to do it themselves, and you know, we can sit back and just manage from the side.
Okay, thank you very much.